Many nonprofits are running out of aid for families who lost their homes or income during the Kincade Fire. KRCB's Adia White visited one local nonprofit seated at the heart of the disaster area to find out how much need is still unmet.
Corazon Healdsburg volunteer Jaime Sanchez is giving away gift cards over the phone to families impacted by the Kincade Fire. In order to qualify, applicants must first prove they have financial need and have lost their home or income due to the fire. The majority of the applicants are Spanish speakers who lost several weeks of work.
Yo acá estoy llamando de Corazon Healdsburg. Me llamo Jaime Sanchez y aquí estoy de voluntario.
I spoke with the CEO of Corazon, Ariel Kelly, at the end of November to find out just how many families they've served so far.
Well, we have over 1,000 families that have applied, and we've gone through kind of the initial phase of intake and verification with them. And we are actively writing checks for rental assistance so that people can make their monthly rent, both for November, which is past due, and December.
And why has this so severely impacted these families?
I think the Kincade Fire compounded with the evacuation and the power shut off and gas shut off has been a multiplication effect of impact, especially on our low-income workers. And to give you kind of a picture, there are folks in our community who lost up to 2 weeks of work, if not more, by needing to evacuate. Schools were not reopened when we came back. Gas was not back on when we returned. So restaurants and hotels couldn't open. And so even though the evacuation lasted a week, there was an additional week or more that it took for businesses to get up and running again. And so for losing 2 weeks of work, plus the funds that people spent during the evacuation on hotel, clothing, food, really has put people back a month in terms of needing to spend money they didn't have and not having earnings to back it up. And also keeping in mind the time of year. So this time of year is especially problematic for people who work in tourism and hospitality. Typically, the last 2 weeks and first week of October and the first week of November are really prime for getting overtime hours. And the vineyard workers are very busy doing the final pick and doing crush and making wine. And then things really tend to level off in November. And especially for people who work in hotels or in restaurants, we just don't see the foot traffic that we normally do in November. And so it's really the end of October is an opportunity for people who are hourly workers to make a large amount of money that tends to tide them over through the holidays.
But Corazon Healdsburg, as well as other nonprofits, including UndocuFund, which provides fire relief for undocumented families, are running out of funds. At the time I spoke with Kelly, Corazon only had funding to aid about a fifth of the accepted applicants.
Our goal is to raise over $2 million through our Unity and Community Fund so that we can try to meet the need that is out there for everyone. Unfortunately, we're less than half of the way there, so we've got a lot of work to do.
Corazon is no longer accepting intake forms, but you can call their office to get on a waiting list. In the meantime, Kelly expects they will be getting in another shipment of food, clothing, or other goods soon, and that they will be able to reopen their free store at the Healdsburg Community Center later this week. I'm Adia White for KRCB News.
You can find more fire recovery resources plus how to donate at norcalpublicmedia.org. For immediate non-emergency recovery assistance or current information, dial 211 from any Sonoma County phone line.